Good morning and welcome again to Shepherding the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this first Sunday after Christmas, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, Angels from the Realms of Glory. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for the first Sunday after Christmas is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 22 through 40, with special attention to the following verses. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. This is the gospel of the Lord. We now sing the hymn of the day, Savior of the Nations, come. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you challenge us again to prepare ourselves in the same spirit of Simeon, who was a righteous and devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and like Anna, a widow, and a prophetess, waiting for the redemption of Israel, to wait patiently for God's salvation when Jesus finally comes to us as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as he has promised us at his second coming. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Luke chapter 2, with special attention to the following verses. Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, have you also seen God's salvation? What would you say right now? Yes, have you also seen and felt deeply in your heart the revelation of God's salvation as we listened again to the Christmas story from the Gospels of St. Matthew and St. Luke, and as we sang the beautiful Christmas songs and carols on Christmas Eve? And have you also waited patiently during the last 4 weeks of Advent for the revelation of his salvation, just as Simeon did, who was a righteous and devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and Anna, a widow, and a prophetess waiting for the redemption of Israel. And why? Because it is very easy for us to come to church Sunday after Sunday, year after year, without the same kind of waiting and real expectation displayed by Simeon and Anna as they waited patiently for years and years for the Christ child to be revealed to them. Perhaps to even take the baby Jesus into our arms this morning and bless God like Simeon did when he praised God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation." Perhaps to thank and praise God this morning, just like Anna did, when she began to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, it is reported that Simeon was about 120 years old, and Anna 84, when they both finally saw Jesus in the temple. As it was customary according to Jewish law, that the firstborn male child be required to be presented to the Lord for circumcision on the eighth day. We read in our text for today, when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as well as Mary's own purification according to the law of Moses. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 12, beginning verse 2, a woman who becomes pregnant and gives birth to a son will be ceremonially unclean for 7 days, and on the eighth day the boy is to be circumcised. Not only that, but according to Jewish law, the firstborn male child also belonged to the Lord, and so the parents had to buy him back again after his birth by offering a sacrifice in the temple of Jerusalem, with either a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, or what was even more common in those days, 5 shekels. And then and only then, after they had fulfilled all the requirements of the law, the firstborn male child was presented to the Lord for circumcision by the priest of the temple. However, it was Simeon and not the priest of the temple who took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God. We read in our text that there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And why? Because it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Simeon came in the Spirit into the temple, and when his parents brought him according to the custom of the law, he took him up into his cloak and kissed his feet. And then Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel." As a matter of fact, his parents, Mary and Joseph, marveled at what was said about him. They were literally amazed and overwhelmed with joy at the saying of Jesus as the promised Messiah by the Old Testament prophets. And then Simeon also went on to bless Mary and Joseph and said to Mary, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." In other words, Jesus as the Christ raises up those who believe in him as the Messiah. But at the same time, Jesus as the Christ is also a stumbling block for those who do not accept him and believe in him as the Messiah. And then there was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, who was also waiting patiently for the Christ child, just like Simeon did, as she worshipped in the same temple with fasting and prayer night and day, after her husband of 7 years had died. And since then, as a widow, she never left the temple in Jerusalem, but dedicated herself completely to the Lord. It is said that Anna had been given living quarters or a room at Herod's temple, because of her designation as a prophetess. And she thanked and praised God and began to speak of him the Christ child to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. In other words, Anna witnessed to everyone that Jesus as the Christ child had finally been born and revealed to them as the true Messiah foretold by the Old Testament prophets. And then after Joseph and Mary had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to their hometown in Galilee, and the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. That was also true after they had gone back again to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover, when Jesus was already 12 years old. And after returning to their home in Nazareth again, it is also reported that Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Yes, God's favor was always upon Jesus as he grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. This became very evident later as he began his 3-year public ministry at the age of 30, after his baptism by John the Baptist in the Jordan River. The words by the prophet Isaiah in chapter 4, verse 16 of the Gospel of Matthew. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Yes, a light had dawned with the coming of Jesus as the Messiah. The words of Jesus himself in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 12. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, what about us again? Yes, what about you and me? Have we also seen God's salvation? And are we waiting patiently for his salvation, just like Simeon and Anna did in the temple when he finally comes to us as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as he has promised us at his second coming? I hope so. I hope and pray that our eyes have not only seen the revelation of God's salvation in the birth of his Son Jesus Christ, but as we also bless and thank God today for the revelation of Jesus as our Savior and Messiah. To be more like Simeon, who was a righteous and devout man waiting for the consolation of Israel, and Anna, a widow and a prophetess, waiting for the redemption of Israel. And whenever we have failed to wait just like Simeon and Anna did, we have again God the Father's love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ as our Savior and Messiah. So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit, as we also acknowledge Jesus to be our Messiah, just like Simeon did, and to think and to speak about Jesus just like Anna did. May our prayer today be the words of the next hymn. Let all together praise our God before his glorious throne. Today he opens heaven again to give us his own Son. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always, to be more like Simeon, who was a righteous and devout man waiting for the consolation of Israel, and like Anna, a widow and a prophetess, waiting for the redemption of Israel. To wait patiently for God's salvation when Jesus finally comes to us as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as he has promised us at his second coming. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, Let All Together Praise Our God. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this first Sunday after Christmas, as we celebrated the birth of Christ and prepare ourselves to enter another year filled with new opportunities and challenges, we want to wish every one of you a blessed and happy new year as we conclude with the singing of the hymn, Our God, Our Help in Ages Past, Our Hope for Years to Come, Still Be Our Guard While Troubles Last, and Our Eternal Home. Amen.